Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News
on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM
and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, 5:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here is 72 degrees, KSL's top story. Weber State is dropping a staggering $125,000 on a graduation speech. The university says they think the hefty price tag that came with booking the star of the office, Rainn Wilson, is worth it. KSL News Radio's Britt Johnson has the story.
Weber State is paying Wilson a whopping $125,000 to speak at graduation. School spokesperson Brian Magana believes it's worth it. Not only is it bringing attention and potential students to WSU, but it was graduates' number one request.
We took a poll and found that people just want to bring in a celebrity. Students want to make their big day even more memorable. And so Weber State is delivering.
Luckily, a private donor is covering 70% of the fee. The rest is still pretty pricey for a speaker, but Weber State said they've used some budget savings so there wasn't any extra strain on the school or the students. Britt Johnson, KSL News Radio.
Salt Lake City Police are investigating another deadly crash of an e-scooter, the second in just a month. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe has details.
We know a 41-year-old man was killed late last night. Police say he was on a scooter at 800 West North Temple when he was hit. The driver did stay on scene, but police are investigating if impairment was a factor.
No arrests or citations have been issued or made, but again, the detectives with the collision analysis reconstruction team are still conducting that investigative work.
Sergeant Mark Wyan does warn that more people are using these electric scooters as it gets warmer. Another crash just a month ago involved a woman hitting a bump on the sidewalk and injuring her head. She also died at the hospital, leaving behind five children. Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
At the Chad Daybell trial today, an FBI agent told the jury how Chad and Lori Vallow manipulated each other. The jury got to hear about Lori cutting off all contact when Chad went on vacation with his wife, Tammy. He texted that it was the saddest day of his life. He texted that the angels were angry that you're ignoring me. Tammy Daybell is one of three people Chad is accused of killing. The state Republican convention is just 5 days away. KSL at Night co-host and political consultant Taylor Morgan told Dave and Dujanovic that along with the competitive U.S. Senate and attorney general's race, he has his eye on the 3rd District congressional race.
We have 9 total Republican candidates vying for nomination in the 3rd District. 3 candidates have already qualified for a primary election in June via signatures.
Taylor says the rest of the candidates will fight for a convention endorsement on Saturday to replace John Curtis in Congress. If candidates get 60% or more of the vote, they qualify for the June primary election. The nation's highest court is hearing arguments today over whether the homeless can be arrested for sleeping outside. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the Supreme Court today weighing whether banning homeless people from sleeping outside amounts to cruel, unusual punishment. At a Housing Not Handcuffs rally in Washington, St. Louis Alderwoman Alicia Saunier said the unhoused deserve respect.
Our unhoused neighbors are people, too. With dignity, with emotions, with hopes and dreams.
She says punishing people for trying to survive outside is not only dehumanizing, it's ineffective. Supreme Court is expected to rule on this ban by mid-June. The Supreme Court also agreeing today to take up a Biden administration appeal over the regulation of difficult-to-trace ghost guns that have been struck down by the lower courts. Ghost guns, which lack serial numbers, have been turning up at crime scenes with increasing regularity. A TikTok ban is closer to reality. The bill to effectively ban the app in the U.S. now heads to the Senate.
I think it's the worst possible thing for businesses and for creators.
Jennifer Gay is one of those creators. The House approved the ban over the weekend. It was included in the foreign aid package. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Search and rescue teams were scrambled to look for a lost hiker this weekend as the weather warms. They're gearing up for another busy season.
It turns out lost hikers aren't the most common reason teams are called up to the mountains. It's usually injuries or medical events. Those medical events are often related to being outside on the mountain, like overheating, dehydration, or allergies. Regardless, Davis and Weber County Sheriff's offices want hikers to know it's important to keep a map or have an app detailing the trail's path. Venturing onto unmarked trails can prevent help from getting to you sooner.
KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla. Search and rescue teams recommend when you hike, prepare for a longer hike than you've planned, just in case of an emergency. KSL Sports. Former BYU star Zach Wilson's been traded to the Denver Broncos. KSL Sports producer Kyle Ireland told me earlier that during his 3 years with the New York Jets, Wilson may have failed the team, but they also failed him.
The young team, the Jets have had a lot of dysfunction recently. And then, you know, you even look back to last season with Aaron Rodgers getting hurt. He wasn't supposed to be a starting quarterback last season. He was supposed to be able to sit back and learn.
Kyle says there's still a few people playing for the Broncos that he can see starting before Zach Wilson. So Broadway Zach, no more. But at least he'll be living closer to home, right? Denver? KSL News Time 5:36. First look traffic. Ricky, what's going on?
We do have some slowdowns in spots northbound. I-215's West Belt from 9th South. Scattered to 1700 North, but Redwood Road seeing a jammed drive tonight southbound. Goes from the Riverton-Bluffdale area all the way into Lehigh at 2100 North. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
My minute of news on the way next. Stay right here.